From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing Monday, the main gate of Kabul's international airport that killed at least 4 civilians and wounded 17 others. Witnesses said the target of the blast was a convoy of armored vehicles transporting government officials. A Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted foreign occupation forces. This follows a series of bombings claimed by the Taliban in recent days, killing dozens of people. Cameroon is arresting and sending all refugees from the Central African Republic in its territory to refugee camps. The government does not want citizens of Cameroon to let those refugees stay in their homes.
Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha-Dibwa of Eastern Cameroon says armed men from the Central African Republic have been disguising themselves as refugees and taking people hostage for ransom. The governor says some Central Africans also come to Cameroon as refugees and then steal goods and cattle from ranches. And he has instructed all Cameroonians hosting refugees to take them to nearby camps or face the consequences. The refugees are finding relative peace in Cameroon, but they are struggling with growing humanitarian needs, such as finding food and water, and this causes them to run away from the refugee camps. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
I'm Steve Karish in Washington. You're listening to VOA News. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian said a verdict in his espionage trial in Iran could come within 1 week. This after a final closed-door hearing on Monday. The Washington Post, U.S. officials, and international press freedom groups have all repeatedly condemned the proceedings, insisting Rezaian is innocent. Haiti held long-awaited parliamentary elections on Sunday. The voting was marred by clashes at some polling places, and in other sites, voters had to wait for hours for the polls to open. Enrique Castillo is the head of the observer delegation from the Organization of American States. He says overall, the vote was valid.
These problems that appear are not so generalized or so big as to be able to question the whole process. The whole process stands.
Candidates from 130 different political parties are running in the elections. Results are not expected for several days. A series of attacks targeted police and soldiers on Monday in Turkey, leaving several people dead, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. One of the assailants involved in the consulate shooting was detained by police. Authorities say she's a member of the leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front. Turkey, the U.S., and the EU all consider that group a terrorist organization. The Indian Ocean island country of Maldives has told India it will not allow China to set up military bases on its territory. But as Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, that's unlikely to calm fears that China will strengthen its position in the Indian Ocean.
Maldivian President Abdullah Yameen conveyed the assurance the Maldives will remain a demilitarized zone. Last week, India's foreign secretary visited Maldives to express concerns about a new law that allows foreigners to own land in the country. India fears this law will pave the way for China to establish its military presence in the Maldives. But the Maldivian government says the law is only meant to attract foreign investors to establish special economic zones. Experts say the new Maldivian law will make it harder for New Delhi to fend off growing Chinese influence in Indian Ocean countries. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to visit Maldives soon in a bid to revive India's strategic clout in the country. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Police in the American city of Ferguson, Missouri, said a man is in critical condition on Monday after being shot by police on the sidelines of what had been a peaceful day of marches to mark the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. Police in eastern India said a stampede early Monday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 10. From VOA News in Washington, I'm Steve Karish reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.